My name is David Zierden, and I'm the state climatologist at Florida State University. We are really in a unique weather pattern where we have one of the strongest El Niños of the century in place in the Pacific Ocean. Some even call it a super El Niño, which is on par with the 1982-83 and more recently the 1997-98 events.
And what might that mean for Florida weather, especially agriculture?
Well, a strong El Niño like that brings a weather pattern with frequent winter storminess, much above normal rainfall, even flooding rainfall, and cooler temperatures.
But I think you've noted damaging citrus freezes have not come in El Niños.
That's right. It's the neutral phase of the Pacific Ocean that favors the most severe freezes. But freeze still might be a risk, but it's lessened this year because of the El Niño. But overall, we should see cooler temperatures. Flooding of fields will be a concern, like happened in 1998. And also disease and fungus could be a real problem, and farmers need to be prepared for frequent fungicide applications.
How long will we stay in this El Niño period?
Oh, it's sure to last at least through March, and an El Niño brings us this rainy and stormy weather basically the months of November through March. As we get into April, usually the El Niño event has begun to decline, and also it loses its impact on our weather patterns.
That's all my questions, unless you have something to add.
There's lots of opportunities also with this El Niño. The frequent rainfall favors winter pasture and ranchers. We haven't been in drought here in Florida this year, but it can go a long way towards recharging the aquifers and surface water. So there are some benefits to El Niño also.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.